Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. The MSU Grizzlies were on the road last night. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
Scoring struggles continue for the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. Last night at Park Hills, Missouri, Mineral Area beat them by a final score of 75-58. And it's very basic. The Grizzlies really struggling to score points right now. And in the last two games at halftime, they had on Saturday a total of 25 points at the break. Last night they had 27 and again got off to a slow start, trailed 8-2, and just could not make up the gap. The Grizzlies' leading scorer and only player in double figures last night, our Don's Auto Service Grizzly player of the game, was Kai Lindsey. He finished with 17 points. Mineral Area was determined to utilize their great size advantage inside, and they did that. Nazir Allen, 6'9" forward from Memphis, finished the game with 23 points and was just dominant at both ends of the floor. So the Grizzlies now one more game before the Region 16 tournament next week. The Grizzlies will be taking on the Three Rivers Raiders on Saturday. And the Grizzlies then will play in the play-in game in Region 16 Tuesday night. The Grizzlies will be traveling to Moberly. The Greyhounds lost last night at State Fair by a final score of 59-53, so it's Moberly and MSU West Plains in the Region 16 play-in game Tuesday night. Last night, it was Mineral Area with a win over the Grizzlies 75-58. With the Grizzlies in Park Hills, Missouri, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
High school basketball on the radio tonight. The West Plains Lady Zizzers will host Stratford. That game will air on KDY 102.5. In Class 3 District 9 boys basketball that's being played at Kabul, Liberty will take on Licking at 5:30, and then Willow Springs will play Thayer at 7 p.m. Both games will be on the Fox 96.9. Class 2 District 10 games, they're being played at Mansfield. Bakersfield plays Hartville at 6 p.m. Norwood plays Mansfield at 7:30. Both games will air on KUKU 100.3. Give Local First will hold a three-person golf scramble on April 10th at North Terra Golf Course in West Plains out BB Highway. Proceeds will go to Help Salutes, a non-for-profit that helps our local veterans. Sign your team up at North Terra Golf Course in West Plains. The tee time is 10 a.m. Again, sign your team up at North Terra Golf Course, West Plains. Local girls high school basketball scores from last night. Class 1, District 1, Bunker defeated Oak Ridge 63-57. It'll be Bunker versus Delta in the championship game Friday, 6 p.m. at Sykeston. Class 1, District 2, Couch over School of the Ozarks 66-42. Couch will play Chadwick in the championship game Friday night, 6 p.m. at Galena. Class 2, District 3, it was Alton girls over Van Buren 45-40. Alton will play Bismarck Friday at 6 p.m. in the championship game at Van Buren. Class 2, District 10, Norwood over Bakersfield 64-26. Hartville defeated Gainesville 38-26. It will be Norwood versus Hartville in the championship game Friday, 6 p.m. at Mansfield. Class 3, District 8, Thayer defeated Liberty 76-54 and Willow Springs over Licking 56-37. It will be Thayer versus the Willow Springs Lady Bears Friday night, 6 p.m. in the championship game at Houston. Class 5 District 6 girls basketball seedings and matchups. First round starts on Monday, March 2nd. Marshfield got the 1 seed. They'll play the 8 seed Parkview at 4 p.m. Webb City picked up the 4 seed. They'll play the 5 seed Willard at 5:30. West Plains Lady Zizzers picked up the 2 seed. They'll play 7 seed Central at 7 p.m. And the 3 seed McDonald County will play 6 seed Hillcrest at 8:30. All District 6 Class 5 girls games will be played at Hillcrest. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.